This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of the Stanley Show right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Really excited. You know, doesn't it happen too often where, you know, two radio show hosts come together and have some fun? Andrea Kay's going to join me after the break, after the first break, and she's got her own show out of San Diego. Great show, and you know, I guess she refers to herself, or others do, as dynamite in a dress and no kidding. And you think I talk fast. I think she talks twice as fast as I do. Anyway, got any questions, comments, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Give me your email. Oh, I want your email address. And I think we set out a notice once a week. It's not the end of the world. You know? Anyway, check this out. So, yeah, the story. I just got more stories than I even know what to do with. You know, I told you earlier, somebody sent me this. I think, I don't know if I already told the story, but somebody sent me this earlier, too, as well. That there was a leaky email that showed how the GOP leaders botched the election operations. In the key battleground states, Seriously. In the aftermath of the 2020 presidential election farce, the majority of Republican officials have been, they don't know. They don't even want legitimate investigations. Because they're worried that they're going to be found out. Where they blew it, how they screwed up. Now, according to Big League Politics, the reason behind the Republican cover-up, if you would, due to the extreme levels of incompetence. I've seen it in California. I don't doubt it. Now, Big League Politics obtained a correspondence from January 22nd. One exasperated attorney described how the state of Michigan was woefully unprepared for election fraud. See, I think Linda Payne from Election Integrity, she went on the show a couple times this year. And every time she said the same thing. Republicans are not ready for what's about to happen. They need to have lawyers ready to go in every state to question everything. Anything that's an irregularity, they're going to have to go for it with these mail-in ballots. And what do we do? Nothing. Come on. You know, sure the Democrats lied and cheated to win. But the truth is, frankly, they outsmarted, outworked us. They set the tables. They showed us what they were going to do. They laid everything out. Right? And then we had nobody there to fight back, to push back, to really push back and do it the right way. Now, we should be organizing, or they should be organizing shortly, putting their game plan on paper, figuring out what they're going to do in the 2022 election, or else they need to go. They just need to go. The effort in Detroit smacked of last-minute preparation or no preparation at all. People arrived and were offered no direction. There was no set of guidelines on election law. One person who was there said, I pressed to get a copy of the Michigan Secretary of State guidelines, but there was no copier in the office. That person actually, God bless her, went to the hotel next door and made 60 copies and then gave them out. Right? We should be using people that do this, that know what's going on. Now, the attorney is hoping that Republicans in Michigan and across the country improve their efforts. No kidding. Next time we do this, let's have written materials in advance. Let's have a greater, greeter to orient people, tell them ahead of time what they need to be doing. No greeter ahead of time. You need to do these things in groups weeks ahead of time. Train them how to do this. Train them what to look for. Train them what the cheating is all about. So they're ready for it. They're looking for it. Have a tech person. You should always have a technology person there. Right? And that way they can keep an eye on things. They can help you move through. If there's a glitch or a headache, they can help you get connected. Someone just joked and said, yeah, you need to have one there to help people that were born before 1980. I do pretty good, thank you very much. One guy said, I've done this for many years. I knew what to look for. People need to be trained on how to be poll watchers. We did it in California. I don't know if we still do it. We did it in California, too. We showed people what to watch for polls. Again, in the old days, when you actually had a poll, people walked in. There was an election there, right? They knew where to go. They knew how to check the records. It was just great. Now, the Republican members at Wayne County Board of Canvassers, Bill Hartman, they kind of reversed their decision. Even though they were present, thousands of mysterious ballots showed up. That's the other thing. We never get an answer to this stuff. Never, 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 never. Okay? I mean, think about it. So we never get an answer to these things. They let it go, and then the next election comes up, and what happens? Bupkis. Nothing. You know, I'm just screaming into the wind. I got it. I mean, I know you guys are listening. I really got it. But we need, I don't know. What do we do? Do we take on one state or one area to start with and say, okay, you're all going because you didn't stick up for, let's not keep saying they didn't stick up for Trump. They didn't stick up for the president that we chose, that the party chose. Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. You know what? I'm somewhat excited. I love having her on the show with me. I love her energy, and I don't know if she still uses this tagline, but it's a great tagline for her. Dynamite in a dress. Andrea Kay joins me, host of the Andrea Kay Show. Andrea, love having you with me. Appreciate your time.
Well, I love being on with you, but I never know. Since you're like the king of like the crazy stories, it's like I never really know what you're going to hit me with.
Well, no.
You find more crazy culture segments than anybody.
So we're clear. I don't want you to get in trouble because, you know, I know you do your show every night, too. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But I want to make sure you don't use improper terminologies to show your species supremacy, okay? So if you're going to call somebody chicken, they prefer you use coward. If you're going to call somebody a rat, they prefer you use snitch. Snake equals jerk, pig equals repulsive, and sloth equals lazy. So we'll just, you may want to stay away from those terms because we don't want those animals feeling too bad.
Okay, well, you know what? I have a problem with the word snitch because that sounds. I don't like to be called anything that ends with itch. Okay. I'm offended by that.
People are just great. I mean, it's like with everything going on in the world, the only thing they have to worry about is that an animal might feel upset that you called it a name. I love this. This is just.
Well, who came up with this? PETA came up with this. I was thinking it must have come from. I was thinking it must have come from a very unattractive liberal woman. Okay, because you know it.
Yeah. Okay. You can go there. I can't. They'll crucify me for saying that. But all right. Now that we've had a laugh, we got to get to the serious stuff, right?
Let's get serious about that for a second, real quick, before we move on.
Go ahead.
Because you got to think about this. Really, isn't about the feelings of animals. I mean, do chickens even have brains? I mean, there's really no reason that God put chickens on this earth than to provide flesh. Eggs, and, you know, it's same thing with cows. I mean, it's all a part of the food chain. These people are supposed to care about science, right?
Yeah.
This is about the food chain. So they know this. So this is ultimately everything about the liberals. You always you know that no matter what it is, it's all about control. Everything is about controlling us. And so, you know, now we're given, you know, it's what pronouns does somebody want to use? What animal is somebody willing to be, you know, associated with called? It's crazy.
Well, it is, and it shows you, you know, when I started doing my show years ago, you know this, I would tell people, you know, I'm not going to allow you to call Democrats sick, I'm not going to, you know, say it's a sickness or anything else, but when you see what's coming down the pike, when you see Pelosi and Biden and Schumer and the rest of them, and then you see things like this that they're not stopping, you have to say, wow, this is a demented, this is a sickness and a problem, especially when they don't speak out about it. They're burning down Portland and Seattle, and yet... The white super or the real terrorist group, a MAGA people. Mm-hmm. Are we for real?
Well, yeah. I mean, MAGA are now declared domestic terrorists to the point where simply because we, you know, question the outcome of an election to the point where Department of Homeland Security has us under what, like DEFCON 5 or whatever was in the movie War Games, right?
Right.
So, as you know, based upon the fact a nationwide threat. From these crazy MAGA people. Meanwhile, the group that burned down America for 7 months, burning down churches, beating business owners with 2x4s to death, 700 cops hurt, $2 billion in damages, hundreds of, you know, people hurt, many dead. They got nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize today. Of course, I'm talking about that peace loving group, Black Lives Matter.
Yep. Yeah. And you know, what did they? They tried to burn the famous church across from the White House down. And, again, they weren't MAGA people, but did you hear anything about it? Was it such a big deal as it is now? Were they put on any list? No. You know, again, we're in a serious state here. I mean, I've been talking to my show for months and saying, we are truly at a war. We're at a war state right now, and it's us against them, and it shouldn't be at all, but it is, because their ideology is their religion. Their ideology, what they believe is right, and it's the only right. And they see us as evil. That's a dangerous place to be. Don't you agree?
I do, but let's get into this a little bit further. Who do you define as the they when you say it's us against them against us?
I think
who's
this point
they?
Is at this point now it is the Democrats. It is the and not just the far left Democrats, because the middle of the road Democrats, the rank and file day to day Democrats, they're not opening their mouth about this. So they're just as complicit with this in my mind.
See, I think the Republican Party is, if not
agreed.
More. Where has the Republican Party been? I mean, we had this, you know, this Black Lives Matter stuff has been going on since the Obama administration. He brought them into the White House. That's when they were chanting pigs in a blanket, frying like bacon. Six
right.
Dallas cops ended up shot. We had cops across the country shot, you know, point blank range. So, and where's the Republican Party been? You know, if they, you know, this actually goes back. You know, decades, you know, for a while now, we're feeling the culmination of going back, not pushing back against narratives like if you want to seal the border, you hate brown people. If you want, you know, entitlement reform, welfare reform done, you hate poor people. All this PC stuff, when you don't push back against that, when you allow that narrative to take root, when Donald Trump is allowed to be called xenophobic, because, you know, he wants to stop caravans and he wants to enforce legal immigration laws and bring people here legally. And every time you allow a little bit of that to continue, they're just going to continue on and on and on. Right now, I consider them the Unocrat Party. I don't think we have anybody representing us at all right now. Very few. Maybe Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, I heard his speech the other day. Really impressive how he went, you know, after his own party as well. And it's about time people start doing it. And you're right. You know, I should have mentioned the Republicans as well, because we don't have fighters there anymore. Mitch McConnell showed us. We knew what his colors were. We knew what his shades of colors were. But he came out flaming with his colors the other day and showing that he wanted Trump gone. Trump uprooted, upset their normal course of action. And they liked it when they were winning, but when they started to have trouble, that's it. He's gone. They turned on him quickly.
Well, yeah, because, you know, Trump, I think in some ways accomplished as much. Well, I shouldn't say that. I think he could have accomplished more if he had gone to D.C. With the idea of I'm going to go through one term and my priority is going to be to completely drain this swamp and rout out the entire fetid swamp that is tied in with communist China. I don't think he really understood how deep it was involving both parties, because I think he was trying to angle and he played too nice and formed some bad, you know, survivor show strategic alliances with the Republican Party, not really realizing how bad they were. And so he was angling for a second term. But I think, however, the good news is we now know the extent of the deep state and how it involves the Republican Party and every aspect in every one of our institutions. And now it's up to us. We put too much on Trump to solve all the problems. It's up to us, 75 million Trump voters, to figure out, are we going to go third party or are we going to, you know, burn down the GOP?
Yeah, let's talk about really seriously. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break, because I like what Rand Paul had to say too about taking back your local cities, getting involved in the politics, making sure that you actually push to get those positions back. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. So, we'll see your host, Andrea Kay, will still be with us when we return. You're listening to The Real Stuff.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden visited Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda for the first time in his presidency.
Mr. President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Colonel Andrew Barr, the director of the hospital, and it's my distinct honor and privilege to welcome you back to the President's Hospital, the flagship of military medicine. So,
well, you guys have been, as Megan can tell you, you've done a great deal for my family.
Yes, sir.
My son, Bo, after a year in Iraq, came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. He took care of him in his final days with great grace and dignity.
President Biden on Friday met with five wounded service members and staff. He also toured the hospital's vaccination clinic. The S&P 500 had its worst week in 3 months. It was down 73 points on Friday. The Dow was off 620 points, and the NASDAQ fell 266. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Your dancing and get back in your seat. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. It doesn't happen that often, but I am excited to have Andrea Kay on me. She's host of the Andrea Kay Show. You never really get two talk show hosts at the same time because they usually step all over each other. But Andrea, love your show. I really do. I love when you used to fill in for me, but now you're a big shot. You got your own show and you can't fill in for me anymore. Where can people catch your show? How can they listen to you?
Well, you know, I hate to say it because your first hour of the show
it's
is when
right.
I'm on.
Go for it. Go.
But people listen. I'm live from 6 to 7 p.m. on The Answer San Diego. But you know, you need to stick with Joe from 6 to 9. But then check out my podcast. Go to theanswersandiego.com and check out my podcast.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something, guy. You know, there's not many of us. And Andrea and I talk about this off air, but there's not many of us in this business, commentators that are true. They're honestly conservative. They're not just spouting to be conservative, so you listen to them, but they're true conservatives and they're fighting the fight. And she's one. I'm telling you, Andrea, you're one of a handful, but am I right? I mean, there's a handful of us in this business.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been really disappointing to me to hear some of them, to hear many in the conservative media blame the Georgia voters, for example, for the loss down there when, you know, it's the Republican Party that completely screwed up the you know, presidential, you know, the general election on November 3rd and then January, you know. And so many of them, you got to wonder, you know, why? Is it just because they're part of the swamp now, because they're buds with so many, you know, in D.C., or what's going on, you know, because, you know, it's not like I can do a forensic.
Right?
Yeah,
that's the money flow coming back into their pockets, yeah.
Well, you said it, I didn't, Joe. You can say that, and it's your show.
They're seeing it come back, you know. So, you know, Rand Paul, and I know, you know, your listeners are probably feeling like mine are. What do we do? I mean, look, they cheat, and our people aren't sticking up for us. What are we supposed to do? And I'm going to get in line with Rand Paul because I've been screaming about this for a long time myself, and you know it. He said, forget the federal level. Take the states back. We already have 37 legislators. Get back in here. Take over your school boards. I'm telling you what, in our state, the Dems are going after the school boards because two things. They know the power you have there. And from there, you jump off into the state positions. So you need to find people in the community that are willing to step up. And listen, don't just go for them because they're an R, they sound like they're a conservative. You make sure they're living a conservative life. They're not just spouting, but they're fighting for conservative values. And then if you get in there, don't be afraid to vote them out. Am I right?
Absolutely. You know, I've been saying that for a while myself because, you know, it's from a different angle. I've been saying, you know, we got to stop sitting back and just putting all our effort into social media and yammering or expecting Trump to do everything. We have to accept responsibility for our country. You know, in 2012, Romney, if the Christians had come out and voted for Romney, Romney would have won. I mean, half the Christians in San Diego County don't even bother to show up to vote, let alone actually get active. And the real battleground is in the local areas, especially the school board. And that's where a lot of conservatives make the mistake, is if they're, you know, empty nesters or single in their 20s or 30s and don't have kids yet, they think it doesn't affect them, Joe. They don't understand how what's going on in these schools is really what ultimately changes the country. And we're feeling that right now because Mark Levin wrote his book, Liberty and Tyranny, years ago, that when the left took over our school systems and the Republican Party wasn't paying attention, that's where they started churning out little socialists for the states. And you're right about checking. And, you know, even if you can't run for office, you could be going to school board meetings. You could run for city council, go to city council meetings. Half the people don't even know who's sitting on their city council, let alone go to meetings and raise their voices or run for office. The time has passed for us to sit back and let everybody else do the job. And hats off to you, because you live it, Joe. You live what you're preaching to everybody. You're walking the walk, and that's really important for people to do it. We had final thoughts. I got an email and this past September that in San Diego County there were 135 local seats where Democrats were running unopposed. Many of them were school board.
Say that number again. You went by it pretty fast.
135 positions in San Diego County where Democrats were running unopposed. And many of them were school board.
Wow. And then I got to rant for a second here where I say, I have parents on a regular basis say, you know, look at what's happening in our schools. Look at what's going on here. Look at what's going on there. They'll send me. And now that they're home watching what their kids are learning, I'm getting screenshots. And my response to them is the same, which is kind of distasteful to some. It's like, that's great. Where have you been? You just noticing this? This isn't just happening. Look who's on your. Do you even know who's on your school board? You have four kids in this school district, and you don't know who's on your school board and what they stand for? Who did you vote for? R or D, because you're one of those people? I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. And then you would. But look, every major communist, right? Stalin, Hitler, you know, they knew that if they had the youth, they had the country. And the Dems figured that out decades ago while we're standing around with our finger in our ears, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And hopefully now, hopefully if hearing about these crazy curriculums from the 1619 Project to the, you know, critical race theory, if that didn't scare them all or California's curriculum to go and recruit five-year-olds into transgenderism, how about the shutdown? How about you had to leave your job to sit at home with your kid all day long because the LA union, you know, won't go back to school until they get, you know, universal income and, you know, police reform. So maybe now people will wake up.
Well, I'm going to talk about it on Monday, but you and I will talk about it a little bit right now. I got a copy of an email. I'll send it to you later on from the California Teachers Association that talks about how you are not to go back unless they can prove that all the people in the house that kid is coming from have been vaccinated, that the teachers are vaccinated, that the staff is vaccinated, okay? I want you to think about the implication behind that. And that's the union putting that out. You know how strong they are. So we're going to talk about that on Monday, and I'm hoping it brings a world of crap down on me and the districts as a whole. So, but before I lose you, a lot of people will ask me about that California governor guy, Newsom. I'm feeling really cautiously optimistic because if they can find a way to throw out enough of these signatures, it won't come through. But the recall looks like it's going to happen. But as usual, right, we're rah-rah, we're pushing forward, right? We've got the bulldozers going. We're going to take this place down. Who do we have?
Who do we have to run for governor?
Well, who do we have for replacement?
Well, you may not know that the mayor of San Diego, he's thinking it's going to be, you know, his for the taking. But let me tell y'all, if you don't, Kevin Faulkner, he's already opened, you know, an exploratory committee for it. He's running sponsored ads. Let me tell y'all about this man. Those of you who've been paying attention to the tyranny of Mussolini, he is Mussolini with worse hair. Okay, this is a man who took over our convention center for the homeless, spent $40 million to house 900 people during the pandemic.
Whoa.
Do the math on that. This is a man who stood on our beaches in San Diego, Joe, with on a bullhorn telling people they could walk on the beach but not sit. If you're wanting to recall Gavin Newsom because you don't like what went down in these shutdowns, do not, you know, turn your head and run the other direction from Kevin Faulkner, because that's who the Republican Party is going to be pushing. Everybody needs to be forewarned.
Yeah, or I hear John Cox wants to throw his name back into the ring, and you know, and I'm sorry, I don't know how you feel about him, but John is a squishy too. He is not a true hardcore conservative that's going to bring, you know, conservative principles back fiscally. That's my own personal opinion. So we come to the table with nothing again. It's just amazing to me.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, so. And the Republican Party should be out there looking right now. Who's the Trump out there of California? And they should be working to groom that person. And I don't see anybody. Let me know if you do.
Yeah,
give me heads up.
I don't either. You're so right. And it won't matter.
Why don't you throw your hat in the ring? I vote for you, Joe. I go campaign for you.
All I got to do is raise a few billion dollars, and that's it. Andrea, God bless. You know, I love what you're doing, and you know that. And you got to keep it up. You got to keep up the fight. We need more people like you. One last time before we go to commercial, how do people listen to you?
Go to AndreaKShow.com or The Answer San Diego for my podcast, and y'all make sure you keep listening to my man Joe from 6 to 9 every night.
All right. God bless. Keep safe. And, you know, I was telling people, and I know you're not supposed to say this is politically incorrect. I said, you know, she really is dynamite in a dress for somebody who eats a donut every day. And me, I have a donut a couple of times a week, and I got to buy new pants. You know, I don't know how she does it. She must work out like crazy. Keep up the great work, Andrea.
Thanks
really
for having me.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Bye now.
You know, seriously, guys, you got to listen. You got to, you know, tune in, check into her. She's got a great show down there in San Diego. And there's not many of us left. There's not many of us willing to fight to the end. And she's one of them. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. A lot more come up in the next segment. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is the Real Time of G-Shit Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, the hypocrisy of the left is just, you know, the two lights that they shine every year on 9/11, right, just to light the sky up? That's like what the Democrat hypocrisy is like now. They're shining all over the place for us to see. And you know what? I think, I really believe, we need to put it in their faces. I don't care. Look, terrestrial radio, which is what this is referred to, radio stations, AM, FM, whatever you're, however you're listening, even if you're listening on my the phone app, thank you so much for doing that. And any way you can really get it. When it comes to the social media giants, we're not going to win that battle soon. It's just not going to happen anytime quickly because the Congress doesn't have the stomach to help us. Even our Republican people didn't have the stomach to help us, right? So you need to think about this. So you need to start supporting shows like Andrea's, shows like mine. I mean, go down a list of people that are really doing this. You know, I could say, oh, we're just doing this for you, but we're not. We're doing this for America as a whole. I'm doing it for my family, doing it for my kids. Yeah, a little selfishness going on here. I want my grandchildren to have a free country to live in. And if I, you know what, here's how it goes, just like they do it. We need to, remember I said earlier we start to do what they're doing? You need to teach your kids real history. When your grandkids come over, whether it tees off your other kids or not, when they start talking about some of these things, you need to start, whoa, no, who taught you that? This is real history. This is really what took place. This is what you need to be doing. And don't be afraid to do it. You know, too often, people just give in because they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to tee off their kids. Do it. Tee off the kids. Tee off the neighbors. If one of your kids comes, one of their kids comes over and they're talking to you about history or issues or whatever, you know, I heard people, I don't know whether they're true or not, but I've heard people tell stories of their neighborhood kid coming over and saying, what are you flying a Trump flag for? He's a racist. Well, then you tell them. You tell them the truth. You let them know truly what Trump was all about. Right? If your neighbor gets mad at you, so what? We're so sensitive. And look, I'm not beating on you guys, but you know, you take this if it's for you. If it's not for you, then you know. But even you guys that claim to be hardcore conservatives, I've sat in a circle with some of you. I don't want the aggravation. What aggravation? You mean you don't have aggravation now? I can't go to the restaurant. You don't have aggravation? I can't go to the restaurant now unless everybody at the table is part of the family? That's not aggravation. My kids might not be able to go back to school unless all the kids have their vaccination. They're gonna see, they can't force you to have the vaccination, right? But they can say, hey, we're not going to allow you to infect the public. So you can't come back to school, or your kid can't come back to school, until they get the vaccination. They're just full of hypocrisies. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I really do. I really, again, I know you guys could be listening to a whole bunch of other shows. I can't imagine why you want to do that. But anyway, you could be listening to a whole bunch of other shows. And I so much appreciate it that you're hanging out with me. All right, Joey B. You remember when he was on a campaign trail? And they were all upset about what? EOs, right? Executive orders. You can't have executive orders. There's no way to govern. It's no way, and it's just on. You know, you can't legislate that way. You gotta let the Congress do what they're called to do. Well, if they would do what they were supposed to do, then we wouldn't have to do these things. But here's a man who has just issued more executive orders than the last four presidents before him in the time frame he has. Right? But I'll tell you what. Don't take my word for it. Let's hear him say it. Let's see if I can do this without screwing it up. You think I can pull this off? What do you think? Let's see.
Sure. So there's not going to be any delay on the tax increases?
No, well, I got to get the votes. That's why, you know, the one thing that I have this strange notion. We are a democracy. Some of my Republican friends and some of my Democratic friends even occasionally say, well, if you can't get the votes by executive order, you're going to do something. Things you can't do by executive order unless you're a dictator. We're a democracy. We need consensus.
Got to take a quick break. We'll be
sure.
We're not a democracy, Joe. We're a republic. Can you get that right or what? And not only that, let's go back and listen to him. What was he saying there? Right, you can't legislate by executive orders. Well, barely you can. Oh, God bless America. If you Dems are trolling the show and listening, would you sit there and talk about all the nasty stuff that Donald Trump did, who you perceive as nasty, and your guy is doing the same thing? The executive orders that he turned around, the wiping out of the pipeline, taking almost 100,000 jobs out, and John Kerry says they'll be replaced by green jobs. When? Where and when? Because they're not there. They're not ready for these people. The factories haven't been built or converted. When, John? But John doesn't care because he's hanging out with the Heinz ketchup queen. You ever notice these elitists, these people who have jobs, have money, have health care, all of them are telling you what to do and how you need to suffer. What are they suffering? Really, seriously. What are they, one less yacht trip every year? What are they suffering? Kerry said, it was so exhilarating. He had to drive down to Washington for something from Massachusetts. So he drove. And he drove in his Tesla. His inexpensive, cheap Tesla, right? Drove down and drove back. Now, I'm sorry, guys. I don't own an electric car, so I don't know. Some of you can tell me I'm wrong. But can you really drive? Do you really think? I don't know how many miles it is. It's got to be like 500 miles, somewhere thereabouts. From Massachusetts, where he lives especially, down to D.C. Will those cars go that far? See, I'm told that if you have the air conditioner or the heater or other things like that on and other things going on in that car, that no, they can't last that long. The batteries won't last that long. But they're full of garbage. These stories that they tell. Right? And the things that they want you to do that they're not doing themselves. So let's see somebody poo-poo this one. I love these stories, by the way. I love the crazy stuff. We can't do, you can find somebody else who will do it for you. We cannot do Biden bashing 24/7. I can't do it. I don't have it in me. Seriously. I want to bash other people, other issues. But the World Health Organization, apparently, they were talking on the 22nd of January. They say there's really no scientific medical reason for any healthy person to wear a mask. Hello? Anybody listening? Is this thing on? Hello? You don't have to wear a mask. There's no scientific evidence that you should wear a mask. But the politicians will never tell you that because they've already stepped in it. If you don't have any respiratory symptoms, such as fever, cough, or runny nose, you do not need to wear a medical mask. When used alone, masks can give you a false feeling of protection, even be a source of infection if they're not used correctly. Right? Now, I'm not going to put the video up. I'm tired of hearing and listening to these guys. But why are you hearing that everywhere? Of course you're not. It's just like, what is it, the Cuomo brothers? Ding and dong? Right, we know what's going on. We know that the numbers are much higher. People who died in the nursing homes. Yes, Cuomo wants to come. Governor Cuomo wants to come out and tell you how great they are. What a great job he did. Get dementia. They're demented people. And yet, is his brother covering that story? Isn't that news? That's news, right? If a governor lies about numbers, lies about keeping his people safe, that would be news, wouldn't it? The left went against the governor of Florida because he opened up the state too early. He was trying to kill his people. He was bad. He's a nasty man. Really? I mean, seriously, this stuff is great. I love this stuff. I think it's hilarious myself. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Look, head up to the website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot happening there. And remember I told you, though, again, not begging, just informing you. I'm willing to fight for you guys. I'm willing to protect. I'm willing to do what I can do to make a difference. I need your help. If you want to know what it's all about, head over to therealside.com/helpjoe. Therealside.com/helpjoe. God bless. Go out there. Do the right thing. Fight for the right thing. Do not let them squelch your freedom of speech. Have a great weekend.